It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR and online at www.wrir.org. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show,
we provide eligible taxpayers the ability to file both their federal and their state tax returns electronically for free. Eligible taxpayers, those who make less than $57,000 a year, can simply go to our website, www.tax.virginia.gov, and click on the free file tab, and there's a tab under there called online services, and from there it'll take you to what people need to do to be able to file and if they meet that eligibility criteria.
Virginia Free File, a public-private partnership between leading software companies, provides free online federal and state income tax preparation and e-filing to Virginia's lower and moderate income taxpayers, active duty military, students, and seniors. And during this week's News You Can Use, you'll learn why you may be shortchanged if you receive your Virginia state income tax refund by a debit card. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. The show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. This show, number 197, is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and online at www.wrir.org, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR. And now, this week's News You Can Use. Starting this year, Virginia will issue state income tax refunds only by an electronic method, such as a direct deposit or on a debit card, unless the taxpayer meets a narrow exception and a check would be more appropriate. This means most Virginia taxpayers will have a refund directly deposited into a bank account. However, almost 200,000 Virginia households, or about 6.6% of the population, are unbanked and lack both a checking account and a savings account. These taxpayers will have no choice but to receive their Virginia state income tax on a debit card called Way2Go. Like the Direct Express card used for federal benefits, you can use the Way2Go card to make purchases, pay bills online, or get cash at thousands of locations. It can be used anywhere that accept MasterCard debit cards and is protected by your personal identification number. Although many transactions are free, there are potential hidden costs. Cardholders get one free cash withdrawal per month from an ATM, but only at a MoneyPass ATM. Additional cash withdrawals per month are $2.50 per withdrawal. At a non-MoneyPass ATM, all cash withdrawals cost $2.50, and an ATM surcharge also may apply. Cardholders get only one free bank teller cash withdrawal, and additional cash withdrawals are $2 each. The same is true for a funds transfer to a bank. The first transfer is free, and additional transfers are $2 each. Cardholders get one balance inquiry per month from an ATM, but again, only at a MoneyPass ATM. Additional balance inquiries per month are 35 cents per inquiry. At a non-MoneyPass ATM, all balance inquiries cost 50 cents. Once the Way2Go card has been activated, after 6 months of no activity and a balance greater than zero, a $3 monthly service fee is charged. And finally, funds and debit cards which are not activated within a year of being issued get turned over to the Unclaimed Property Division of the Virginia Treasury Department. With all of these potential fees, no wonder these debit cards have not been popular. In a federal pilot program, only 0.25% of taxpayers chose the debit card. And in Georgia last year, only 0.5% did. The best advice, and the surefire way to avoid all of these potential fees, is to cash out the Way2Go card as soon as you receive it. For more information, go to www.tax.virginia.gov and click on Tax Refund Changes. With this week's news you can use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright. On February 13, 2013, the Computer and Communications Industry Association offered a briefing on Virginia Free File, a public-private partnership between leading software companies, which provides free online federal and state income tax preparation and e-filing to Virginia's lower and moderate income taxpayers, active duty military, students, and seniors. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show was there. Here is that presentation.
Dave Macklin with the Computer and Communications Industry Association. It's an organization made up of technology companies and has been a supporter of Free File since its inception at the IRS level and now here in Commonwealth for the last 3 years. And I want to introduce who will be speaking on our program today. First of all, we have Commissioner Craig Burns from the Virginia Department of Taxation. Commissioner, thank you for being here. And we have Delegate Kathy Byron is here. Thank you. We have Delegate Barbara Comstock. We have Delegate Charnel Herring is here, and also Senator Bryce Reeves. I have a few remarks about the Free File program. So with that, I'm going to introduce our first speaker, Commissioner Craig Burns, who was appointed commissioner in November of 2010 after serving as acting commissioner. Prior to his appointment, he served as Deputy Secretary of Finance since 2008. So please welcome Commissioner Craig Burns.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and appreciate the invitation. As we speak, the electronic returns are flying through the pipeline, I'm sure, over at Westmoreland, over at our processing center. It's great to be here to highlight the Virginia Free File program. We started this in 2011, the 2011 filing season, I believe, my first year with the department. It's been a great partnership. It's added a lot of value to what we do. I mean, it makes it a lot easier for a lot of people to file their taxes electronically for free. We provide eligible taxpayers the ability to file both their federal and their state tax returns electronically for free. Eligible taxpayers, those who make less than $57,000 a year, can simply go to our website, www.tax.virginia.gov, and click on the Free File tab. And there's a tab under there called Online Services, and from there it'll take you to what people need to do to be able to file if they meet that eligibility criteria. Under that tab, we offer 7 different e-file products for taxpayers, and taxpayers can use them depending on their needs and their eligibility criteria. These are the same products that they could go to the store and buy. And there's no commercials. And it's just straight going in file. It looks just like products that they have, and they can go from there. I think one of the best additions we made last year with the industry support was the free fillable forms. This is a really nice feature that about 35,000 people used last year. I actually filed my son's return through that. It was very simple. It's totally free, and he has no income eligibility criteria. You can go to that. You have to have most of the math done, but it still performs simple math calculations. And once you enter the data, click the return. It's just like filing through any of the commercial software. If you file with a direct deposit return, you'll have your refund. You'll have your refund within a week. And that was a really nice feature, and I expect that that will complement the Free File program, and both of them will grow together going forward. As you know, e-filing is safer than filing on paper returns. All you have to do is go over to our processing center and see the returns that get stacked up because information isn't attached or the wrong information is attached. If that were to happen with an e-file return, it'd be bounced back instantaneously. It could be corrected and submitted within 24 hours again rather than us have to contact the taxpayer who filed on paper and say, please submit this information, which just delays everything for everybody. Security measures are in place to ensure the return is processed, encrypted, and the strict privacy standards are maintained. We've never had an issue, to my knowledge, with anything like that. We provide proof of receipt once the return is received and accepted. As I said earlier, the Virginia Free File products are, we call it a consumer safety zone. There's no commercials, no trying to sell anything else through these. It's just basically to process your tax return. For taxpayers, it saves money. We can process an electronic return much more cheaply, efficiently, quickly, and everybody wins with that. We can issue a refund for electronic file return within a week, 7 days, usually it's less than that. If it's paper, it could take up to 7 weeks, depending on how the return is mailed. If it's mailed certified mail to us, it can languish in Sandston for a while before we even get it, and then we have to process it and issue a refund. 2.8 million Virginians last year filed electronically. About 106,000 of those filed using Free File. 35,000 used the fillable forms. And I expect that as the electronic filing initiative grows and grows, that those numbers will grow as well. So I think it's a great win-win for both taxpayers, state government, and we strongly encourage taxpayers to file that way because it just makes it a lot easier for everybody involved. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next speaker, Delegate Kathy Byron from the 22nd House District, has been a member since 1997. She represents portions of Bedford, Campbell, and Franklin counties and the city of Lynchburg. She's a member of the House Commerce and Labor and Finance Committees and is chairperson of the House Science and Technology Committee and a champion on Free File. We appreciate all your leadership.
I'm just so excited and glad to see the success that this has been over the last couple of years as we have started to see it be implemented by the Virginia residents. In Virginia, we work hard at tax time to make it as easy as possible for everyone to file their taxes and to make sure that they have all the tools in front of them to not only file their taxes efficiently, but to make sure that they are able to claim the deductions that we work very hard to implement during the General Assembly time. Today, we're here showcasing the Free File program, which demonstrates how good industry, government, and the community organizations are working together to take stress out of the tax filing time. Now, one thing legislators know a lot about, and that is stress. And we also, I would say, know a lot about change and how difficult it is to implement change and reform. And this certainly was one of them that some people, you know, hesitated in the beginning as to how this program was going to work. And I'm just delighted to say and thankful that the commissioner, give him credit for working very hard with the tax department and others, the commissioners of revenue, to ensure that everyone understood how this program was going to work and that they worked hard to implement it and make sure that we not only took the lead in Virginia, but we were the first state to make it a permanent program and also the first state to offer a free fillable form, which is a wonderful thing for Virginia to be the one to take the lead on these types of initiatives that will certainly take us into the next century and all the other technology advances that we'll see. The program not only will help families, but this is certainly going to help the commissioners in the work that they do to assist in our communities to get the work done as well that they do to help the local constituents they serve to get their taxes done. The Free File program is friendly to taxpayers because it costs the taxpayer zero to implement it and zero for the fillable form to be filed. Virginia, along with 22 other states now, plus the District of Columbia, provide the convenient service to taxpayers who need it the most. By making it easier for Virginians to file electronically rather than with paper, we save a tremendous amount of taxpayer dollars, we reduce errors, and it's just such an efficient way for folks to be able to handle what should be an easy process for them and not something that should be cumbersome. The software that's designed for those folks that have, you know, a little bit more in their work as a individual that requires additional tax forms, that also is just another convenient way for folks to be able to have that additional help that they need as well. Free File creates a one-stop shop for taxpayers to file those state and federal taxes. This also is another way that we can take the stress out because while you're doing one, it just automatically allows you to file the other as well. And I just think it's a great program. I want to thank the Virginia Community Action Partnership, the CCIA, and many others in the business community for putting on today's event, for getting the world to know more about Free File and allowing people to understand just how convenient and simple this process is and allow everyone in the Commonwealth to be able to experience that. Thank you for inviting me to be with you today and to speak out my encouragement for this program and what it does for Virginians. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Delegate Barbara Comstock of the 34th House District, and she took office in 2010 and currently serves on the Transportation Committee, the Science and Technology Committee, the Commerce and Labor Committee, and is no stranger to Free File, having hosted an event similar to this in her district 2 years ago. Delegate Comstock, thank you.
Good morning. Great to be with you. I'm also a great supporter of Free File. It's a way for government and the private sector to come together at tax time, always a difficult and stressful time, but at least we can provide a little bit of help, both from the private sector and even a little bit from the government. We all know how the delayed start of the tax season this year, resulting from the fiscal cliff, really made things even more difficult and it gave us more confusion. So again, Free File really helps on that front. It helps working families and individuals file their taxes in a free and safe and reliable program, taking that confusion and stress out of the process. It also provides eligible taxpayers with the use of tax preparation software from companies that they already know and trust and have heard about there in the private sector. As was mentioned, a program like the Earned Income Tax Credit, it is also something that many users might find out that they didn't know they were eligible for these credits. And by being in the system and by having those type of prompts that you get in a system like this, you will find out new ways that you might be eligible for refunds that you did not know about, which is always a very pleasant surprise when that happens. So the use of tax preparation software can save taxpayers an average of about $250. And obviously, that's a very significant savings for our families these days. That's money that can go towards their savings, towards their home costs, and all of the increasing costs they're seeing at a time when incomes might be struggling and challenging. So I just want to thank everyone who's made the efforts for today's event, to continue to highlight how we can continue to work together. I invite everybody to also tell us about their experience with it so we can always keep this improving. I know that's something that's very helpful in any process like this, and that's the wonder of technology, is we can always continue to improve and make your life easier. So thank you very much.
Our next speaker, Delegate Charnel Herring from the 46th District, representing part of Alexandria, was first elected in 2009 and was appointed as a Democratic whip in 2012. Serves on the Courts of Justice and the Science and Technology Committee. I see a pattern here, science, technology, Free File, technology to get your taxes done. Delegate Herring, thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and it's a pleasure to be here because this is one of those unusual circumstances when business and the government come together, and it's very good to join my colleagues here today to show this broad support for an effective partnership between government, private business that helps working Virginians. I support the Virginia Free File program because it's a common sense program helping families making less than $57,000 a year without costing any taxpayer dollars. Families and individuals who are struggling to make ends meet are helped by Free File in several ways. The free use of the tax software means they are more likely to get all the credits and deductions they deserve, like the Earned Income Tax Credit. And the Free File program takes people through a step-by-step process in filing their taxes, making the process as easy and as efficient as possible. Eligible taxpayers also have the ability to visit one of the community organizations across the state where a trained tax expert can offer free expert advice. The additional money that Free File helps people save could mean a family doesn't need to choose between buying groceries or a prescription. It means that they may not fall behind on rent or their utility bill. I am pleased that we're all here today showing how we can come from different ideological places and agree on a program that makes sense for taxpayers. And I want to thank the Virginia Community Action Partnership and Intuit. We got Free File and everybody who participated. I wouldn't leave anyone out, but it really means a lot to families. So thank you.
Next speaker is Senator Bryce Reeves from Virginia's 17th District, elected in 2011, represents the city of Fredericksburg, among other places, and serves on several committees, one being general laws and technology. So what else can I say? Technology, again, is important here in getting the word out and helping people file their taxes. So, Senator.
Well, good morning. I guess I'm batting cleaning up for legislators today, but I think one thing that stands out more than anything else is I'm in insurance and financial services, and I sit with people every day, and we talk about how to save money. And when you look at the demographics, who qualifies for Free File, that's the majority of our middle class. And what I look at is time value of money. And this is a process that allows us to partner with private industry and make government more efficient. And I think that's part of the job that we have as legislators here is how do we cut government, how do we make it more efficient, and how do we learn how to do it the right way. And by partnering with private enterprise in these public-private partnerships, just shows how effective it is. When you talk about Free File now save our tax department more than $125.6 million. That's a big number, $125.6 million. That and paper processing. So every time somebody has to touch a piece of paper, that costs time, value, and money. And so, you know, this is just a great way for us to help those that we've got hired to do. Not to mention that I love Intuit because they're in my district. And, you know, they're a great employer. They employ quite a few people in our district. But more importantly, they are a good community partner. And they give a lot back to our district and a company that cares so much. So I would just continue those who are listening that are part of this program to get the word out. And when we can make it easier on mom and dads that have to run to soccer and football and all these things to get their hard-earned money back, it's important they get it back quickly and then it's filed effectively. And I just want to thank everybody today for the opportunity to speak and looking forward to some of the demonstrations. Thank you.
We have one more special guest here, Delegate Markeem. Just joined us representing the 35th House District, serves on the Education, Finance, and other committees, and represents many places in Fairfax County. Delegate Keem, thanks so much for being here.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this program and also making time to come out here and share this very important information to the public. You know, this is an issue that's near and dear to my heart, and one of the reasons was I graduated from law school about 20 years ago, and the first job out of law school, I had a chance to work at an agency called the Federal Communications Commission. And I happened to be there at the same time when the 1996 Telecommunications Act passed, which unleashed the power of the Internet, as we know it today, unleashed the industry, the wireless and the innovation broadband industries that we have today that allows for everybody out there in the world to benefit from the newest technology that the government through its spectrum provides. And so for the last almost 20 years now, I've devoted my career, both my professional and my personal lives, to working in the technology field, working with the government, trying to develop ideas and policies that will help implement broadband and technology changes that actually help influence our lives and to make our lives better. And one of the areas that I've personally been really focused on and interested in is the notion of e-commerce and e-government. The idea that we can use technology to make sure that our government is as transparent as possible, that what we do and the services that we provide are accessible to as many people as possible, and especially for those who can't afford certain services because of physical barriers, whether it's brick and mortar or distance, internet, wireless, broadband technology can be that key to level that playing field and to really open up access for everyone. Now, of course, there are barriers as far as the cost for hardware and such and software and such, but to the extent that the broadband allows for that opportunity to open up access for government and private sector services to the mass public, that's, I think, is a fantastic thing. So I've devoted my career to that. So when I came to the General Assembly 4 years ago and had a chance to serve on the Finance Committee where we deal with tax issues, I thought, boy, this is one area, taxes, one area where every government is involved and every individual is affected by that. Isn't there some way that we can do something innovatively? And I know that Virginia has already done a tremendous amount of work in the e-file. So when this concept of Free File came along, I thought this is a really good idea. Why don't we use this? I mean, there'll be some growing pains as we adjust from the old system to the new system, but this really is the right way to do it. And at the federal level, we've already done this for 10 years or so, and so we've seen the experiment. And so I was very happy to join my colleagues. I know Delegate Byron and Delegate Comstock had took the lead on this. Happy to join them in a bipartisan way to make sure that this gets done the right way in Virginia from the get-go. And so looking back now at 2 years or 3 years, I'm really excited to see the benefits that are now coming down and making sure that everybody, especially those at the lower end of the economic spectrum, those who really can't afford to sit there and look for a CPA or to get professional counseling, those are the types of people who really need the benefits. And the best thing about the Free File from my perspective is for those that are working class, families who make less than $57,000 a year, those that are at the lowest of our economic ladder, they really need every benefit they can gain. And for example, earned income tax credit, the EITCs and others, many people just aren't aware that these benefits are out there. And so Free File walks you through step by step and recognizes every single deduction, credit, qualifications that you might have, and it offers it to you. So it's real cash in the pockets of working class people here. So I think Free File has a lot of different benefits, and as we progress and as technology gets better and better and we see more and more offerings, I'm looking forward to the day when everybody in Virginia takes advantage of this program. So thanks once again for inviting me. Thank you for letting me be a part of this program. I look forward to working with all of you to make sure that Free File becomes a great program for everybody.
You've been listening to a briefing on Virginia Free File, a public-private partnership between leading software companies, which provides free, online, federal and state income tax preparation and e-filing to Virginia's lower and moderate income taxpayers, active duty military, students, and seniors. To get to Virginia Free File, go to www.tax.virginia.gov. Click on the Online Services button. Click on E-File Your Tax Return, and click on Virginia Free File. This is the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. If you have any comments on the show, you can email them to marty@cvlas.org. In addition, every first-run Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio show ever broadcast is available at www.radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4, all.net. Then click the contributor link. Then click Marty Wegbright, Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Student loan debt in the U.S. now tops $1 trillion, more than all credit card debt combined. Join us next week when consumer law attorney Jason Crumbine explains federal and private student loans, your legal rights about federal student loans, and what to do if you have trouble repaying a federal student loan. That's law for the rest of us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm Marty Wegbright.